The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
You know what? The average age of the typical person who watches a Fox News or a CNN or an MSNBC or a blah, 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 upper 70s.
Yep.
Isn't it really bad?
Yeah.
And sad. You really need to. We said this before. Like, if you're an older person, and I don't even know what the. Maybe I'm an older person now. I don't know.
Now that you think of it. Older gets older and older as we get older.
Okay, let's say I am. Let's say people in their 40s and 50s are starting to be older people. Okay.
Okay.
We can't be ingesting all of this.
That's right.
News content constantly, because people need people who have some perspective and some wisdom and some thoughtfulness.
Yes.
Desperately. And we can't have that if you're breathlessly caught up in the moment of the panic of the whatever. Can people bring that to bear? And honestly, if you are older than us, maybe you're 50s, 60s or something, like, we really do need you
right now we need you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really need you to not be the ones who are panicked and anxious. And that may be, no, it's not maybe. You're going to have to wean yourself off if it's a 24/7 news thing. You're not going to be who we needed you to be. Please don't stop. If you're somebody who's been praying about this whole situation that we're going through as a country, please don't stop.
Yeah.
It's easy to stop. But you know what? Jesus tells that story about that old lady who goes to the door and she wants justice. And she wants justice from a judge, and she keeps banging on the door like, hey, I'm here. He's go away. Hey, I'm here. Go away. All right. That's his response. And then he gives her what she wants. But she's specifically praying for justice.
Yeah, she
doesn't stop. Doesn't stop. And Jesus' point is, keep doing this. Keep going back to your Father, because this is how the kingdom operates too. You can keep going back and back and back, and sometimes he's waiting for that, and then he does his thing. You know what's wild? In a lot of this, there's stuff I'm seeing that makes me weirdly hopeful.
Me too.
You too, good.
Yeah.
We talked about some of this on our podcast, where Sherry at length, and I thought it was great. If you're interested, it's the Brant and Sherry Oddcast. You're talking about some of the hopeful things you're seeing from people. I'm seeing some videos, and I'm like, wow, they almost gave me chills of beautiful things. Like, I don't know if you saw the thing in Cincinnati where the officer got separated from his group.
Yeah, and the guy surrounded him to protect
him. They surrounded him.
Yeah.
There was a line of African-American guys that were just holding off everybody. Like, no, we are going to protect you.
Yeah.
It's just like other times you see things that are just, they look hopeless. And maybe the news networks don't want to make a big deal out of it because they want to keep things always in
kind of stirred up.
As stirred up as possible. They want to keep you in tension, keep you watching. But there's something so beautiful amidst chaos sometimes, and I just get this impression that the people who are doing it, they know who Jesus is. You just see him in the midst of the crowd. You can't get around it. If you're somebody who's a Jesus person, like you follow him, you can't get around knowing that there are enemies who are dividers, spiritual enemies, and they're at work, and they'll use people who are under their influence to their end. And that's just part of knowing who, you know, what Jesus believed. Well, I've watched a video, I've seen a couple of these, and maybe you've seen it too, where there'll be somebody chipping away, making stones to throw to break windows with, or someone will leave a pile of bricks, or someone will smash a window, and people around them who are protesting peacefully are trying to stop them. And I find that so interesting. Because here's somebody going, I want you to be divided. I want more chaos. And then there are people saying, no, that's not how it's going to work. But in the middle of chaos, you get to see those agents at work in very obvious ways. We mentioned the people who were, the African-American guys were standing up to protect police, like forming a human wall. Who are they for? Who are they working for? Other people like, hey, here's some stones I want you to throw at the police. Like, who are they working? Like, it just becomes more obvious. And it shouldn't be a surprise for somebody like me as a believer, but sometimes is in denial about the spiritual stuff that's going on. Like, we're seeing that acted out on the street. So glad you're listening. My name is Brant, and producer Sherry is here too. I'm a white guy. She's an African-American woman. I just want you to understand that if you're new to the show. Mm-hmm. But we both, in the midst of all this stuff, and you may think we're nuts. Well, there's plenty of reason to think we're nuts.
You may have had that opinion for a very long time.
But we see, both of us, reasons for hope.
I do.
In the midst of all this.
And I have to speak on it because if the opposite were true, and it has been, I'd speak on that. I have seen from my white brothers and sisters a willingness to listen, a genuine concern, people reaching out to me that have never reached out before saying, I don't know what this is. I'm confused. I've never been through this. Uh-huh. Tell me what your feelings are. Someone said to me, how can I pray for you? That has never happened to me before that I can remember it in mass like this. And so in the middle of the chaos, I see what I think is an awakening, not to anything political. It's an awakening to the kingdom.
Yeah, I do. I see this too.
Yeah.
And like I was just talking about the video in Cincinnati with the African-American guys mm-hmm. holding people off to protect an officer. Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff where we're realizing, wait a second, there's a lot more here.
Yeah.
That maybe it's in the midst of this chaos, mm-hmm. like forging this sort of understanding again mm-hmm. that we haven't seen in a long time. We have obviously a billion miles to go, but maybe
we can still acknowledge hope when we see hopeful things.
Look, if you're a believer in Jesus, how many biblical stories are in the midst of absolute chaos? Mm-hmm. And grace finally shines like a diamond through all this, and we hadn't seen it before or even bothered to dig it up before. If you want to refinance your house or you want to get a home, talk to the wonderful people Michael and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. Their website is fellowshiphomeloans.com. But please know, this is not me asking you to join some big campaign. There's no hashtag, there's no logo, there's no whatever, there's no name for it. But I've been asking, like, could you, if you're interested in doing this, like, just spend more time with God and one-on-one quiet. Maybe it's, I walk around. Well, so it's not exactly one-on-one. My dog's usually with me, but mm-hmm. I'm asking God, you know, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. That doesn't mean like we're introducing the kingdom of God to earth mm-hmm. because he already has, but mm-hmm. to make it break out and take over in spheres that will matter so much to people, his peace, mm-hmm. his goodness, the way he operates, man, we need more of that. And he does work through just a few people with that sort of an attitude. I've seen it in the Bible too. I've seen it in history where there's just a few people who do that. And I know it's kind of, we're not together per se at a prayer meeting or something, and that's okay. But maybe individually, if you do it, I do it, Sherry does it, mm-hmm. God will answer our prayers. And I saw this quote from Dallas Willard. He said, the world needs people to do that. Mm-hmm. He said, the world can no longer be left to diplomats and politicians and business leaders. They've done the best they could, no doubt. That's charitable. Mm-hmm. But this is an age for spiritual heroes, mm-hmm. a time for men and women to be heroic in their faith and in their spiritual character. It's like enough. Yeah, the experts, enough of that. It's time for us to go to the one person who actually is the king. Okay, well, there's people out there doing stuff that's not related to, you know, most of the news, like this guy. He's an Idaho man. Did you see this? He set a new Guinness World Record. He drank a liter of lemon juice through a straw in under 17 seconds. So,
okay. All right, well.
Okay. Here's the thing I would tell him. Mm-hmm. He really didn't pick the best time for that. If you're looking for attention and stuff.
We got a few other things happening right now.
So please forgive us if we're not.
We didn't all turn our heads.
You didn't get the reaction when you were done drinking that and you finished it. And you were we're
otherwise occupied.
We're distracted right now, sir. When stuff is happening all over the place, it's hard to keep up with, and life is happening. My goodness, we got so much going on right now. My goodness. It can be really disorienting. It happens to scuba divers. They have no idea sometimes. It can happen. You're like, I don't know which is up, down. Where am I?
Yes.
And you can swim thinking you're going the right direction, and you're not. Mm-hmm. It's awful. It can be deadly. Pilots have this happen on occasion. Mm-hmm. There's a disorientation that happens. Like, where's the horizon? What am I? Which way am I facing? Mm-hmm. And you can move the, what you call it, steering wheel thing. I don't even know what to call it. The wrong direction, thinking you're correcting and you're not because you forget. All that to say happens to everybody, I think, in life, including me. And this is why I have to recenter on who Jesus is himself. Jesus. Mm-hmm. Who is Jesus? What is he like? Who am I to be? How do I need to be changing? Like, he's the true north. Like, not the other. Not, there's a billion religious things I could get confused with, too. But not mm-hmm. Jesus himself. Hey, let me open up the Bible and read out of the Gospels today. Maybe I won't. Don't turn on the news. Let me read about him again. In this time of pandemic and quarantine and all that stuff, mm-hmm. Can we hear it for our pets? Can we? Can we give it up for the dogs and cats and
guinea
pigs?
Because their lives have been impacted.
They have.
Yes.
But here it says, there's official data here that says if you have a pet, it's a huge help in this time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 45% of pet owners say their household's happiness has increased while spending more time with their pets.
Okay.
45%. So that's...
That's less than 50.
At least 55, it says. Okay. Yeah. While this information does not buttress my original argument, and now I'm reading past the headline,
ignore that. Okay.
But the point is, my dog is really awesome. Can we hear it from my dog, Koshy?
You're in the 45%.
Is that a great dog?
She is a great
dog. He's such a good dog. That's all I'm trying to say. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. Mm-hmm. You have to make it. And a lot of people right now, honestly, are trying to be peacemakers.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I can see it. And what a hard job. And blessed are you, happy are you, thankful are we towards mm-hmm. you. Law enforcement officers, so many who work with conscientiousness amidst panic and absolute mayhem, mm-hmm. thank you. People who are trying to protest to bring about real peace, and they're doing it peacefully, and they're actually defending businesses, mm-hmm. actually defending people, defending officers. Mm-hmm. Thank you. There's a lot of people who are Jesus followers in the midst of the chaos that we're seeing on TV, and we want to say thank you for who you are. Thank you for pursuing a peace that's founded on God's justice and love for all of us. So many people are saying, me too. Wake up anxious. Mm-hmm. Me too. And we're the ones on the radio talking mm-hmm. about not being anxious and still wake up that way. It's back to the whole thing, though, for me, where I have to remind myself of what's true and not turning on the news instantly, mm-hmm. not looking at my news. I never actually watch the news channels mm-hmm. that much, but I could look at it
right.
on my phone or something. No. I want to remind myself of what's true. I want to have a long-term view. I want to remember that Jesus is born and lives in a environment like this is full of chaos. Mm-hmm. Nothing surprises God. And like we were saying just a little bit ago, like we're seeing some cracks of light mm-hmm. that are coming through.
Yeah.
And maybe you've seen it too. Little snippets of video, little stories that are coming out where it's like, whoa, grace. Because yeah. when you see grace, it's shocking. But it's like, oh, maybe God's doing something here. Ooh, I like this idea. Sherry's got an idea for you. You should tell everybody your idea.
Well, it's what I'm doing is I've given myself social media hours.
Now this, hang on a second.
Uh-huh.
And I want to hear more, but I want to draw everyone's attention. This is usually my idea of music.
But you are lending it to me.
Because
thank you
have great ideas too. You're just as good. So go ahead. Social media hours, great idea.
Yes, it is like office hours. I am on social media. I allow myself to be on social media from 8 a.m. maybe to, you know, 4 p.m. And then that's that. And a lot of that is because of work. If it wasn't for work, I probably wouldn't even do that.
Yeah, it's not constant either. If somebody's like, well, you're on 8 hours solid.
No. I can't, if I want to look at it, the point is, it's not the first thing I look at in the morning because I'm up before 8. Mm-hmm. And it's not the last thing I'm going to look at before I go to bed.
No, the last thing she, like from 4 to midnight, mm-hmm. she just reads my books.
Yes.
And that's really.
And it's such an encouragement.
Thank you.
And I don't need a distracting thing.
No, you don't want anything to distract you from that. Seriously, that's actually a really brilliant idea.
I'm laughing because Brant and I were talking off air, and I said, should I record this? And you said, you can, but you'll make it boring now that it's recording.
Yeah, that's what I
do. That's for you guys.
But Sherry had said in a very animated fashion let's see if I can paraphrase this the right way.
Okay.
From white guy perspective, from the Midwest, like that people in the black community will attribute our ignorance to malice.
That is right.
Like, how can you not be aware of this? Mm-hmm. How can you not be upset? Like, the reason you don't care is because you know what's going on and you're hateful.
Right.
Versus you actually don't really know what's going on because it's not in your world. Mm-hmm. So you don't really think about it that much. So then you're like, what?
Yeah.
And I was just going to say that from my background, being from small town Illinois, if I was, let's say, a sports fan, I was a big sports fan, but let's say I see LeBron come out with a T-shirt about whatever. I'm like, what? What? Dude, relax. You got it made. You're a billionaire.
Yeah.
But see, it's not in my realm.
Right.
So there's this whole conversation that's cooking that I'm not aware of. I'm not even, it's so far away, I don't even know what it smells like. Right. And then somebody's talking about it. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
Yeah. So, and then there's a person who wrote me and said, because of that, he would have an agitation with the discussion overall. Because it's like, what's the problem?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
So that is largely true. Now, you might say, well, now in the social media era, though, you're responsible for that. Like, you should know. But honestly, that may make it worse because people's behavior on social media is not to win you over. It's just attitude polarization. So it's actually is more agitating.
Yeah, and ultimately, still in social media, I'll see, like, for instance, did you know that Kirk Franklin and Fred Hammond were having a battle of songs on Instagram? I would say probably not. Why? Because your group of friends wouldn't be posting about that. So when you have social media, you still only have your group of people posting about the things that you would post about.
Right.
And that has been the biggest light bulb for me over the course of the last several years of saying, oh, you actually don't know. I didn't know that. And I think most African-Americans can't quite fathom
that. They won't think that.
Yeah.
But it's not absolute, wow, I've never heard of that before.
No, it's not.
It's just not on the agenda.
Yes.
And I do think, I appreciate the grace in that.
Yes.
And your attitude towards it. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate like any of our African American brothers and sisters listening to this going, that's not even possible. Like, please be graceful in that. It's weird how that can be, but it's true. It's just not in your daily realm.
Yeah. And so
that's part of what we talked about, what it means to be the majority.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
Like, you don't have to think about stuff that you wouldn't normally think about. Like, so as a general rule,
I remember talking to a mutual friend of ours, Paul, we were talking about racial things. This was a few years ago. And I just remember going home stunned by what he said and just thinking about it over and over again. He was being kind, and he was like, I'm trying to understand. He said, because I don't wake up in the morning thinking I'm white.
Right.
And I still remember being so blown away by that, trying not to like have my mouth agape like when he was saying it. And I drove home and thought about it. I was at home eating, thinking about, like, because we always wake up thinking we're black. Always. Uh-huh. It's always at the forefront of your mind.
Okay. I spent enough time in Africa. Mm-hmm. I wake up and think I'm white when I'm in Africa.
Right, right.
I do. I'm a Zungu. Like, I know that. Mm-hmm. It's on my mind all the time. Like, I realize.
Right.
So it's the same thing, I think. For somebody who's from Africa, they go back to Africa, they're not waking up going, I'm black.
Right, 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 right.
It's going to be a Golden Grahams day. I'm black, here I am.
Just start skipping through the streets.
Right. It's just, I think that's a function of reality. It's not an excuse.
It is not an excuse. I think it's fully understandable, fully human. It is what has allowed me to, it's what's called out to me to have grace because I get that. That's very human. That's not racial. That's very human. The things that are around me, the things that impact me, those are the things I know. If I don't have to know that over there, then I wouldn't necessarily have to. It's not in my world.
Man, but the video puts it in your world.
Yes, it does.
That's what's so interestingly hopeful about this, mm-hmm. because it's crystal clear.
Yes.
We were talking about the Eric Garner stuff, like in New York, Sherry mm-hmm. and I off the air, like mm-hmm. where there's still some, well, maybe he was resisting. It doesn't make any sense, but it wasn't as crystal clear. Nothing has ever been as crystal clear, undeniable.
Yeah. Yes. That you can't, there's nothing really, the way my boss put it, he said, I would like to hear someone argue about that image. Like, what are you saying? Because the image was so
right.
bracing.
Yes. There's something about seeing things like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm saying now, but thanks for the grace on that. And anybody else who wants to extend grace, I will accept it. I am. I will.
I think it's important
yeah.
to do it.
Thank you.
This has been the Brandt and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brandt's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.